cheating on it, like, on a test.
Here's my issue.
I want to hear
it. What if you're in an educational system that's, like, set up to fail you, right? And, you know, you're in a district where the teachers aren't really that good, but, you know, they're giving exams that, you know, the student body isn't prepared for. And you could totally blame the teacher for that. And it's not the, you know, the kid's fault that they're doing poorly if they're given a test that, you know, is not made well or...
Okay, you know. I want to stop you quickly second. As an education major...
Tell us more.
I am an education major.
Boker too.
I want to get a little bit away from challenging the teachers in the test they're giving because... Sure. The problem with failing systems is that the teachers have to teach to standardized tests, right? That are nationally standardized.
So let's blame the government.
We can totally blame the government.
So if the government is out to get me and is putting me in a system where I'm you know, the odds are against me, right? And they gave me a test, right? And my lack of performance on the test could perhaps impact, you know, my future. Right, but again, it's not my fault that, you know, the test was a test that I couldn't do very well. Is it okay to cheat then? You know, there are no rules in life, Alex.
No, that's why I said I don't think anybody should be dogmatic about things. Well, see, that's interesting because what are you cheating for?
Yourself.
No, think about it though. You do well on that test. What happens next?
Move on to a new topic. It's usually what happens.
Okay, so think about standardized tests that are like that, though.
What?
That are set up for people to fail necessarily for certain populations.
Yeah, so for standardized testing, like you... Actually, that's not true. There is, at least I know in New York, our chemistry regents went into our final grade for our class. So... I'd imagine if you were in a district that, you know, didn't have a lot of resources and you weren't well prepared for that regents, right? Huh. And that regents wasn't just a, you know, a test in which the state, you know, would look at the, you know, statistics to see where everyone's at, but it actually impacted your GPA and, like, therefore impacted what college you got to, et cetera. But again, it's not, especially with children, it's not the children's fault that they're so ill prepared.
Yeah.
Could you logically reason as to why cheating would, you know, I get the, like, two wrongs don't make a right, but unfortunately, like, you know, life doesn't really
I totally
right?
see that.
And innocent people are, are treated, you know, horribly everywhere in this country, whatever. So, like, talk that out. Why shouldn't I be able to cheat on the regents? Or why should that be, an immoral thing to do?
So, I think for me, the way I'm thinking about it is I'm overthinking it a little bit because I'm thinking about the next step. So, what happens when you cheat on a test and you do well on it? Okay, so if it's a standardized test, you might do better on your college applications, you know? That's just an example. But what if you're also set up to fail at college, right? Like, where is that getting
you? Yeah,
but
I'm going to argue. I mean, again, so the U.S. education system, I could technically never... I could go through high school and, you know, take my chemistry course and whatever, and never take another chemistry test again.
Yeah.
Like, you can make that argument that, like, oh, you're only cheating yourself, but I feel like that's just a really, like, you know, an attempt to, like...
Get people to do things.
Yeah, like, I don't think that has enough... Yeah, for some things, yeah, like, you know, the more you... If you don't really put in the effort and you cheat or whatever, it'll, like, you know, butt you in the butt, like, later. But I feel like for a lot of things, you can kind of, you know, I don't know.
Can I offer a less messy example for this?
Of course you can.
How about, is it okay to steal from large corporations? You can return anything to Walmart.
Right.
Anything.
Right.
You don't have to have bought it at Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can return anything to Walmart.
Well, I actually didn't know that.
And
that's
they
crazy.
Will take it because they have so much money that they value customer service over being right.
So you can treat Walmart like a thrift store and just, like, give them stuff?
Yeah, but they will pay you for it. So it is.
But under the assumption that they think that what you're giving them back is a Walmart product?
They don't even care because.
Why aren't we at Walmart right now?
Because it's not worth. Well, that's the thing. It's unethical.
Why aren't we at Walmart?
It's unethical.
Ethics are as much of a construct as, gender, what are ethics?
Ethics, right? Ethics are the way that if everyone behaved in society, things would go well.
Yeah, what would that look like, though?
what would what look like? Everyone behaving well in society?
Yeah, you know, in some societies, it was ethical to, like, you know, kill people when you, like, you know, took over their land, and, you know, modern 21st century ethics.
And that worked for them, right? That worked in their...
But you see how that's, like, so, that's, like, constructed. It's, like, based, it's, like, it's ethics are then subjective depending on, like, the, you know, the place you're in, right? For example...
Totally.
If you want to talk about, like any, like, mutilation of the genitalia that occurs in, like, you know, in African societies, right? If you, like, that culture to, like, Westerners, it seems, like, very, like, immoral and unethical, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are individuals where that doesn't seem like an unethical practice. So then you're, like, can you define, like, a common morality amongst all humans that exists?
So I think there are certain, like, groups in the world who are tasked to do this, right? So I'm thinking about human rights groups. So what might be seen as ethical in one country might not be in another country.
Right.
And these groups are kind of an attempt at policing that on a larger scale.
Yeah, but we're relying on a group of, you know, too small of a group of people for them to define, like, common ethics, right? Again, it's like...
Well, I think this is what religion is used for, right? So a lot of people get their value system from religion. And that's large-scale ethics. That is
right.
That is defined.
But, again, of course you can make the argument that religion is as constructed as anything. So,
I would totally make that argument.
So do you think there is a common thread amongst all humans that is, like, biologically inherent that, like, you could define as, like, moral, that we all, like, adhere to, and those who don't, it is, like, you know...
Yeah.
Crazy, like, you know, these people are, you know, mentally unstable, or they are, you know, their cognitive processing is not, you know, of what a healthy individual should be. So can you think of anything? Any society, like, I feel like every society, like, defies each other's society. Like, I can't think of, like, one thing that we all adhere to.
I think rape is pretty universally admonished.
You know, think about the Bible and how many times I talked, like, when you conquer, like, a new city, right? And, like the women in the city, like, there were codes as to, like, how you can go upon, like, so that was totally,
it was though. Are you talking about all time or, like, right now?
It was. I mean, we were, like, we haven't evolved since those stories, like biologically, right? So again, like, I'm looking for this inherent biological sense of morality that might not exist.
So I don't know if I could kill somebody.
You personally?
I personally, I don't know if I could.
Really?
It's not a human. I mean, like, it is a human desire. A lot of philosophers say that, right?
Yeah.
Like, humans are, like, the life of a human is, like, nasty, brutish, and short, right? Hobbes.
Yeah.
We're getting very philosophical.
Yeah,
or
think of, like,
today.
Freud, with the whole idea is, like, your desire to, you want to, like, you know, kill your father and, like, have intercourse with your mother. Like, that's killing right there. And also, not only that, talk about, like, incest, like, something we consider so unethical in 21st century, but in... Actually, no, I'm going to rephrase that. unethical in a lot of Western 21st century societies, but in other places, it's, you know, not as much of a taboo and isn't unethical. So, again, like, it's so, so varied.
Is it unethical to kill a black bear?
Is it unethical to kill a black bear?
Yeah, what do you think?
Maybe.
So let's think about that for a minute, because when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc.
You might want to repeat that one.
That was fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you.
I care about bears.
We do. So that's why we're going to bring our bear spray. Did you know that bear spray exists?
Yeah, bear mace, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Spray it in their face.
Yeah, so you know what they say about bears?
That they growl.
Bears growl. So if it's black, fight back.
Oh, yeah. If it's brown.
Lie down.
Lie down.
If it's white, say goodnight.
Say goodnight.
If it's a polar bear, you're dead.
You dumbsies.
Because polar bears are stealth hunters.
They're big.
They're huge. And they are stealth hunters. So they will come and find you. Like, if you see a polar bear, he's been tracking you for hours.
Could you imagine?
I couldn't. Like, and it doesn't matter how far away he is. There's nothing you can do.
Imagine on your list of stresses, one of them being like, uh-oh, is like a polar bear like following me? Like, that's like not on my list, right?
Yeah, I mean, and they are so fearsome that if you see one, it will kill you. No matter how, if it's within sight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gonna get you. Yeah, there's nothing you can do as a human. Like, there's nothing.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Can you imagine if you like rode a polar bear into battle, like in the Golden Compass?
Mm.
Great movie.
I haven't seen it, but that does sound intriguing to me.
Mm.
I want to thank Rick Ross, Asher Roth, and Kanye West for those last three instrumentals. We're listening to Hustlin'. We just had Lark on My Go-Kart and Barry Bonds. And as earlier, I mentioned J Dilla, Gangsta Boogie. We're going to get back to the music. We'll keep talking after this one. This is a fun track right here. A lot different from what we've been listening to.
You're here to stay.
Thank you for joining today. This has been Alex. My show is called Cloudberry Farm. We just listened to the album Far From Refuge by God as an Astronaut in its entirety. Really beautiful album. Thank you for bearing with me on that one. I think it's a treat to be able to listen to full albums on the radio. Just a reminder to keep it freeform. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Joyce should be back and ready to do her show next week. And I am going to have a new time slot. So look for Cloudberry Farm on the schedule starting tomorrow or Friday. And you'll have a time to come listen to me, play some music, and have some fun. Thanks so much for coming, everyone. See you later.
You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through.